Today, I want to talk about the art of manifesting. I'm sure we've all encountered synchronicities in our lives where things just seem to fall into place and things that we really, really desire have just happened, just been presented to us out of the blue. I love it when I'm on track. When these little synchronicities, or perhaps even large happenings, take place in my life. So I want to share with you a couple of the things that really showed me I was on track in my life. When I first moved to the Okanagan, I felt very on target with my goals, and I knew I had a clear vision of what I wanted to achieve. I was living with a friend, and I knew that I would soon need to find a place of my own, and I'd spent a lot of time envisioning just the right space for me. I also wanted to connect with people who resonated with the same values and ideals that I had. I had left behind a strong circle of friends in Alberta, and I really wanted to find that kind of connection here as well. I also knew that getting to know people who were like me would also increase my chances of following my passion of facilitating and teaching workshops in the area. As I was new to the area, I had a strong urge to step out of my comfort zone and share my gifts. Well, it wasn't long until I had 3 speaking engagements. One of them was at the Wise Woman's Festival in Naramata. I was accepted to speak on energetic essentials energy, and in my interactive program, Goddess Wisdom. I had made my way into the heart of the holistic community and was welcomed with open arms. I was then invited to give a talk at a women's networking event on dressing with intention. After the meeting, I was leaving the building, and I noticed that one of the women was waiting outside in the parking lot. She was locked out of her car, so I decided to wait with her for the tow truck to come. As we spoke, I learned that she was in the process of packing up to move back to Calgary, and that her and her husband were very anxious as they were running out of time to find someone to move into their condo. As she explained what it looked like, I was very intrigued, and I told her I was very interested in seeing it. So once the tow truck got there, she invited me to follow her back and take a look at it. I could have only ever dreamed of such a place. I thought maybe it was out of my price range, but we came to an agreement, and within the week, I had an amazing new home, and she was able to pack up and move back to Calgary as she had planned, right on schedule. And it all happened in the blink of an eye. Now, years later, I attended a business-to-business meeting, and in conversation, someone asked me, if you could do anything, what would you like to do? I heard myself answering without even really thinking about it. The words came out of my mouth, and I said, I would love to open a wellness center, a place that celebrates the community and offers workspace to those people who wouldn't otherwise have access to a professional space to work from. Well, in the 2 hours that we were there, the rumors spread, and the next thing I knew, I had people approaching me who were interested in being part of the space I was creating. And then within 24 hours, I was with a realtor looking at a space that would be perfect for the endeavor. I reached out to my network, and then within a couple weeks, I had 12 people who were interested in putting together a collaborative workspace. It just needed some help, some work, but within 2 months we had created the space with 4 practitioner rooms, a large workshop space, a yoga studio. The front of the building was a retail area with local organic holistic products, and we featured artwork by local artists in the area. We were soon inundated with people requesting a space for workshops as they were traveling through the area, and we had people coming to rent the space for psychic workshops, energy healing, chakra bowl meditations, mandala and henna workshops. It was amazing. And it was unfolding before my very eyes. These are some really good examples of how manifesting can take over and work in your life. It also makes things very clear that you can change your life in the blink of an eye. So be clear with your intentions so that the universe understands how to fill those requests. And be careful what you wish for.
Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights and the podcast This is Bliss. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.